You know, I just can't help but laugh at the NBA sometimes. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is really unbelievable. It's been said that the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. If we go by that definition alone, I think we can all agree that the NBA is insane. I don't know how else to describe it at this point. LeBron James has been woke for about 8 years now. He has taken the entire NBA down the path of wokeness in the last year alone. The results have been devastating. It is literally killing the NBA. Ratings for the playoffs last year, record lows. The NBA Finals, featuring LeBron James, supposedly the league's biggest draw, averaged around 7 million viewers. Another record set by the NBA, a record low. Let me illustrate for you just how popular the NBA is right now. In the sports hierarchy, the NFL's number one, NBA number two, Major League Baseball number three, and then there's everything else. Baseball is more of a regional sport. Over the last 20 or so years, it's become less and less national. Baseball's popular in certain parts of the country, but as far as mainstream national appeal, Major League Baseball really doesn't have any. Last year, Major League Baseball set a record low for the World Series. They averaged almost 10 million viewers a game. That was 3 million more than woke James and the NBA. Right now, Major League Baseball is more popular than the NBA. Professional wrestling is more popular than the NBA. That is what woke politics has done to the league. It's literally killing it. It is killing the audience. Let's pretend for a second that we're Adam Silver. We are the commissioner of the NBA. We have this problem. The face of the league thinks that he is a social justice warrior instead of a basketball player. No, he doesn't think he is. LeBron James is a social justice warrior. Now, what do we do to solve this problem? We have a couple of options. One, we can mandate that players keep their political opinions to themselves. Two, we can start handing out fines or suspensions. For example, when LeBron James threatened the cop on Twitter a few weeks ago, he should have been fined and suspended. Conduct detrimental to the league, that's what it was. Then we have option three. We can double down on our wokeness and create the Social Justice Award. Of those three options I just outlined, you already know what Adam Silver chose to do. It was announced over the weekend that the NBA created the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award, an honor that will be bestowed upon the basketball player who best mirrors the social justice and racial equality efforts that the NBA stands by. I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting the chills just thinking about how great this award's going to be for the NBA. The winner of this prestigious award, they're going to be announced during the NBA playoffs, which I'm sure is just going to spike the television ratings. You already have less people watching the NBA today than at any other point in league history. Want to know a good way to make your audience even smaller? A social justice award. I'm telling you, I really couldn't believe it when I heard this news over the weekend. On one hand, it doesn't surprise me at all. Adam Silver, LeBron James, hell, the damn NBA. They are so out of touch with their audience that something like this just doesn't surprise me anymore. But in a way, it kind of does surprise me because you would think that these people can't be this stupid. They know ratings are down, they know why they're down. Yet they continue to force wokeness down the throats of the audience, even after the audience has clearly rejected it. Here's one of the problems with the woke NBA. They are constantly pushing social justice, but I really don't think LeBron James knows what social justice really is. Because if he did, I can pretty much guarantee he would not be pushing it. So, what is social justice? What is it? Social justice is the view that everyone deserves equal economic, political, and social rights and opportunities. There's that word again. Equal. We're constantly hearing LeBron James talk about equality. Social justice truly is about equality. It really is, but not the way LeBron James thinks. With social justice, everyone's equally miserable. What these idiot politicians mean when they say equal economic opportunities, that's a fancy way of saying wealth redistribution. In other words, socialism. That's what LeBron James and the NBA are pushing right now. Socialism. In the history of mankind, a socialist government has never succeeded. It's always the same ending. Most end in either war or genocide. Social justice in theory, it sounds like a great idea. It really does. That's how guys like LeBron James get fooled into believing that it works. On paper, everyone being equal sounds idealistic. But the problem is, it's not realistic. It's not realistic because we are not equal. The Lakers pay LeBron James $40 million a year to play basketball. You know why they don't pay me to play basketball? Because I can't do it. LeBron has a skill set that very, very few people possess. So he's compensated accordingly for it. That wouldn't be the case with a socialist government in power. Everyone's pay scale would be the same. So it doesn't give people any incentive to succeed, to go the extra mile. You make the same money whether you're a reporter, a garbage man, a business owner, doesn't matter. It has been proven over and over. Redistribution of wealth does not work. Lyndon Johnson declared a war on poverty back in the 1960s when he was president. He called it the Great Society. We're going to get rid of poverty in America. Sounded real good. Government has spent trillions upon trillions of dollars over the last 60 years fighting poverty. The result? The poverty level in America is higher today than it was back in the 1960s. That is an example of social justice not working. Last year during the NBA Finals, Adam Silver said that the NBA was getting back to basketball and that the political opinions, they needed to stay off the court. Now, I'm not usually a defender of Adam Silver, but to his credit, the politics have largely stayed off the court in the NBA this season. But that's just not enough. Just because LeBron James isn't wearing some stupid slogan on the back of his jersey doesn't mean his promotion of politics is not having an impact on NBA ratings. I think people were willing to forgive the NBA at the beginning of the season. Ratings the first couple of weeks of the regular season were up double digits. As the season has progressed, ratings have gotten lower and lower. The product on the court has been absolutely god-awful. Star players sitting 25-30% of the games. Now we have Adam Silver going back on his promise to keep the politics off the court by creating this ridiculous social justice award. I'd be willing to bet the first winner of this prestigious award will be none other than LeBron James. The reason the NBA named the award after Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is because he fought for civil rights back in his day. He marched with Martin Luther King. He supported Muhammad Ali when he damn near lost his boxing career because he refused to go to Vietnam. Those were noble causes. There's a huge difference between Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and what he was fighting for and LeBron James and the players in the modern NBA. You tell me, what the hell is LeBron James fighting for? Does anybody know? Does LeBron James know what he's fighting for? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was fighting for actual civil rights. Rights that LeBron James has had his entire life. LeBron doesn't have a legitimate complaint. He doesn't have a political leg to stand on. His entire agenda is based on the myth that white police officers purposefully murder black men. If that were true, LeBron and the NBA would have a legitimate complaint. They really would. But it's just not true. And most people know that it's not true. The NBA has lost over 50% of its audience because LeBron James has been promoting a lie. The new Social Justice Award, just another example of the NBA being out of touch with their fan base. If they continue down this path of wokeness in a few years, the NBA, they're not going to have an audience left to piss off. They will be gone. All right, what do you guys think of the NBA's new Social Justice Award? Do you agree that it proves how out of touch the league is with the audience? Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.